Hi, it's Mac, it's McCaughan here in Audioboo, and this is a very, very belated response to the last day, day 31 of the Octava Music Fest. And apologies for taking so long to get back to the subject. We were asked on this day, or that day, how Octava 2013 was for us. How did we find it? Did we find new stuff? Did we hear new stuff from others that inspired us to go and listen to or buy, purchase, download that particular music? Was there anything about 2013 October that we weren't very happy with? And also, just to add into the mix, what is your opinion, or what's my opinion, on how 2014 Octava should go, assuming we're doing it, but let's hope so. Okay, I've had time to think about this, but I haven't really thought about it, so I'm just going to speak off the cuff, as they say. This year was totally different for me on Octava 2013, because last year it was new, it was an innovation, if you like, and I was so enthused and I threw myself into it big time. And this year was entirely different because it was second time around, so that novelty aspect of the Octava, not saying it had gone, but it wasn't the same as the excitement of the first time around. Plus the fact, first time around for me, to be perfectly honest with you, was it was a great experience for me, because at that time I had no knowledge of mixing or editing music whatsoever. And so I was finding my way around new toys like Audacity and Reaper, and trying to do all kinds of weird and wonderful things. Some worked, some didn't. But that added to the whole event, the whole experience, if you like. The Octava, the subject material each day, and me getting thoroughly engrossed and spending far, far too much time on doing mixes. Pardon me while I swallow the last of my espresso coffee. But it was a great experience last year. And this year, as I said, was different. Apart from that, I knew from the start that it wasn't going to be the same. Simply because I had a week's holiday within that month, and so I knew that I wouldn't be able to do that, and I would either have to play catch up or try and pre-record. And then in that the first week of October, I had so much work that I took on at the farm, which put me under pressure. I was missing days and trying to play catch up. Then my week's holiday came along, and then the next 2 weeks was just it was just different, and loads of things, loads of factors came into play this year that weren't there last year. And so it's not to take anything, to devalue Octava at all. I think it's a fantastic experience for anyone, and so many people have obviously enjoyed it because we've heard so much new stuff and new people came in that weren't there last year. Maybe people that were there last year weren't there this year, etc, etc, but it doesn't really matter. It's still a great experience. And yes, I listened to I heard lots of new stuff. Not anything really, I'll be perfectly honest, that inspired me to go and say, well, I'm going to buy that person's music or anything like that. Because I guess just because I've got such an eclectic mix of music on my own that and I enjoy listening to the odd new track. But to go and buy someone's album, no. To be honest, again, I will download the odd digital download, but I tend to save my money so I can buy vinyl. I go to car boots and fairs and that, and I'll always look through the vinyl, and in my case, predominantly classical music, so that's what I tend to buy. I tend to buy it in vinyl. And one thing that did come out of Octava this year was I've come across some new classical, simply because I was inspired again by Octava. And I started to look again at the classical stuff online, and I found some fantastic new stuff, and I'm going to look for them in vinyl, and I will buy them if I can get them on vinyl, whether it's on eBay or a special online store or at Card Boots. I'll be looking out for these new titles, and I will be buying those albums. So in that respect, Octaver again has inspired me into something else. It's revitalised me in regards of my vinyl collection. Thoughts for next year. Well, you know, Octaver may, I don't want to take anything away from Octaver, but maybe it's a wee bit too pressurised now for me in particular, and maybe I've heard from some others that have said similar things, that maybe we should condense it a wee bit in respect of maybe not every day, maybe 2 or 3 days of the week, or do it another way, because we're going to run out of subject material. We're going to revisit, you know, what was your favourite childhood music and etc. So it's going to be more and more difficult to, I think, to do it every day next year, and to come up with viable new topics, subject materials for each day. Something just popped into my mind there that I did think was excellent this year, and this is a Down to Sassy Cat as well. Not just for what she did, she did a fantastic job. She's MC as far as I'm concerned, but she done a fantastic job, and lots of people have said that, and that's absolutely true. But I did like her last couple of weeks where it was preferences and opinions, and that kind of led into more voiced responses than musical responses. People just talking about their opinions on things, maybe adding a wee bit of music or a wee bit of backing track. And I thought that was a good idea, because that, for me, it took away the kind of pressure off, maybe self-pressure, if you like, self-inflicted pressure of editing music, because you could actually just voice it and add a backing track and give your opinions verbally, more verbally than musically, if you like. And I thought that was a clever idea. So all kudos to Kat for coming up for that. But for 2014, yes, I don't want to see it not happen. I'd love to see it happen and be involved again, and hopefully with renewed enthusiasm. But maybe something's going to have to change. I don't know what that will be. But let's keep it going. As far as I'm concerned, let's keep it going. I wouldn't want to lose it. Anyway, so that's my thoughts on October 2013. It's a great music fest, and you always hear something new, and hopefully it'll garner new visitors to it, new contributors, and if we have someone like Sassy Cat on board as the MC for next year, let's just book her just now. What do you think, guys? should we just book Cat just now, because she's done such a marvellous job this year? So if she's up for it, that is. Okay, so I'm going to leave it at that now before I start to ramble and run out of things to say. So great, October 13. And looking forward to 2014. Although it's a year away, maybe we'll plan it a bit earlier next year and knock about some ideas between ourselves for that period in the year. But I would want to see a year going in without us doing it. I would never want to ever see it cancelled. Okay, going now, beginning to ramble.